Hey, but we got our hair crack mother on the phone.
Hey, Ma.
Hey, baby. Good morning. Good morning, Ricky. Hi, everybody.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Auntie. What's happening?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. I was listening to my praise. Got my praise on, and I'm feeling wonderful.
I know that's right. Getting your praise on.
Mom's is a hardcore listener to the morning show. Like, every now and then she'll text me, like, when something crazy go down, and, like, you know, she's into it.
Right. So Mom, tell us what hair crack was like growing up.
Cause he was a mama's baby. He was a mama's baby. I couldn't go to the bathroom without him.
Oh. And it's so weird when you talk to some people's moms because they seem so...
He was a good boy.
Yeah.
He didn't give me any trouble. He was always somewhere trying to write down his little lyrics and get his little groups together, and he had me toting them around to different little shows they had and stuff. He had a dream, and he followed it.
That's so sweet. You sound so proud, too.
And see, and the cool thing about my mom, she always trusted me.
Right.
She always gave me the rope that I needed to, you know, hang myself with properly and also bring myself back. Like,
right.
I mean, there would be little rough patches here. Like, remember when we lived at an apartment complex and I couldn't go outside unless you watched me because I kept beating up the kids? But, like, even, like...
You had beat up people, head crack?
I don't know what was wrong with me that year.
I can't even,
like,
see that.
Yo, man, like...
Manhood kind of... testosterone.
Testosterone. Well, Kent, tell us something that we don't know about, because we know him as Head Crack. Can we say your government name?
No.
Okay. We know him as Head Crack. Tell us something that most people wouldn't know about him as a child, or they'd be surprised to know.
Turn your radio down, Mom.
Well, like I said, he was pretty close to Mom. You would be surprised. He was a good big brother. Yeah, he used to call his little sister Jocelyn a brat and kick out the room.
No.
For the most part, he was there for. He was a good kid. Not a bad kid. He was a good boy.
Well,
he didn't give me too much trouble. And the one time he did get in trouble, I can't remember what it was.
But it's because you was watching.
Put him on punishment. He cried. Him and his little friend Joseph. They got in trouble.
Nah, but my mom only gave me one beat in my entire life.
Oh, I wasn't going to tell it, but that's the truth. He got one beat.
I remember this so vividly.
And that's what it was. What did you do to deserve that?
She was on the phone.
Right.
60 Minutes was on. We lived in Tracy Towers in the Bronx at this time. I wanted to go downstairs and get a soda.
I remember that.
So I got like 35 cents in pennies and walked in and took the elevator down to the second floor. That's where the soda machine was. So I put the change in there, and the security guard's like, hey, you ain't supposed to be down here. I was like 4 or 5 at the time.
Right.
So the security guard brought me back upstairs, and I always hated 60 Minutes for the rest of my life because while she was beating me, I was watching the clock.
That's intimidating.
But that was the only time I ever caught an L.
So why you got your mom on your phone? Go ahead and just, you know, express your love and gratitude.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Mom, that you are like a leather jacket. You stand the test of time. You're always cool. You know what I'm saying? You could take a beating and you keep on going. You've been through so many things, and no matter what, you was always there for me and my sister.
I want
and
that jacket.
I appreciate you so much, and I love you so much, Mom.
Oh, baby.
There's not enough money in the world. There's not enough things I could do for you. I can't take you to enough places. You know what I'm saying? To let you know how much you mean to me. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, baby, I love you.
That's real,
that's
though.
Sweet.
I just choked on a strawberry, that's all.
That's it.
No, that's real.
So much that I appreciate it.
Yeah, that's real right there. Hey, Mom, appreciate you so much. Thank you so much, because he's a wonderful person.
He's
a great
blessing to us.
He's a great dad to all of our nephew, LJ, because we love LJ.
So, and she's an awesome grandmother, too.
I bet. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and happy Mother's Day to all of you there, and to your mothers, and I thank you for the opportunity to let him express his love over the air so everybody can hear.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
God bless you, Mama.
You have a blessed day. We're going to send you some Sherry's berries and some pro flowers. Love you.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank Thank you, sweetheart.